of Mert and Marge. Well, Margie really went to town when she and Mert went shopping. She practically cornered the market in men's size, although there is no assurance as to how well the men she gives them to will react to her choices. She can be sure of one favorable reaction from Sonny Darnell. Sonny has been paying constant court to her. He and Marge are out on a date now, and in a moment, we'll see how they're getting along as we listen to today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. It is later on the same day. Mert has just come through the stage door of the Hayfield Theater and goes to the mail rack.
Oh, here's the mail. A letter for me and one for Margie. Gee, I wonder who this one's from. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hello, Myrtle. I was just going
down. Ray, can I see you for a minute?
Of course, Myrtle. Shall we go to my office?
Well, I don't think I'll have time. No one comes along right here in the corridor, will do, under this light.
What is it, Myrtle?
Another letter, Ray. Terrible. I'm frightened.
Another one from my wife?
No, this one's from her attorney. Read it.
Let me have it. Well, I wonder if she's really serious. I don't like this, Myrtle. May I have this letter and give it to Jack?
Yeah, take it. See, this business upsets me so I can hardly do my work on stage.
Please, dear, don't let it worry you. There's nothing to it. Just leave it all to Jack Arnold. Let him take care of it.
Of course, there's nothing to it as far as you and I are concerned. You know, and Jack and Margie know that we've hardly been more than friends, outside of what's in our...
Yes, I think I know what you were going to say, Myrtle. Outside of what's in our hearts, there's been no wrong.
Well, maybe that's wrong, but I can't help it.
Oh, please go on, and just don't worry, dear. Find things to do that'll take this off your mind.
I'll try, Ray. Gee, I'm glad I got Margie. Well, I'll have to hurry and get made up.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, dear.
Okay. Oh, someone's coming. I'll see you later, Ray.
Oh, it's Sonny Darnell and Margie. Oh, hello, young lady.
Hello.
Half hour's already been called, Darnell.
Oh, gee, has it?
Well, I guess we're both a little late.
Oh, I'll see you later, Margie.
All right, Sonny.
Say, where have you been?
Well, Myrtle, Sonny, and I went for chop suey, and then we looked in all the store windows on Broadway.
It's a good thing you haven't any money left, or you'd buy some more neckties. Come on, we gotta hurry.
Oh, I'm right behind you. Let's go in.
Well, good evening, sisters of the chorus. We're here. Ta-da!
Oh, that's a relief. We were all afraid the show wouldn't go on. Oh. I say, here's a letter from your mother, Margie.
Oh, good. Yeah, I guess I better get made up before I read it.
Say, Margie, here's a thing for Anne. I opened it accidentally. It's her doctor bill, and gee.
Say, girls, don't you think you'd better be sending that money order to Anne? Remember, we all agreed to put in $5 apiece.
Oh, yeah, I guess we better do it.
Well, here's my five right now. Doctor's bill, hospital bill, just look at that thing.
And here's my five, Mert.
Thanks, Sam. Come on, get it up, girls.
Oh, Myrtle, I can't give you $5 till I get paid.
Well, I'll take care of that, Margie, until you do.
Oh, thank you.
Well, girls, there's 20 collected. Will you all give me your five tonight?
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you
mine later. Billy, I didn't hear you speak up. Well, like taking my life's blood, but here it is. Take it quick before I change my mind. Thanks, Billy. Now, don't forget, girls, it'll amount to $120. I'll buy the money order in the morning.
Okay. Can I write the letter, Mike?
Anne reads nothing but English.
Oh.
Well, Nell said she'd write a nice letter. And listen, Nell, don't make it sound as if it were a charity donation. Then we'll all sign our names.
And, Billy, you sign your name first, or Anne will never believe you sent it.
Where is she? Where is she?
Where is who, Clarence?
That lazy Cora. The worries I have with this show. Oh, you prima donnas are just too much. Just too much. I've lost my equilibrium.
Well, where'd you lose it, Clarence?
Right in this dressing room. I can't even think anymore. I'm simply furious with the frustration of it all.
Well, you got no business in here with us girls anyway.
Half the time you don't even knock on the door when you come in.
Am I being insulted? Well, from now on, I'll knock three times and you'll know who it is. Three times, I said, knock, knock, knock.
Say, Clarence, we're all putting up $5 apiece to send to Ann for a little present. Do you want to donate?
Oh, Mert, I just can't donate. Not me, with three sisters and two brothers to look after, not forgetting six unemployed relatives.
Oh, but Clara, come on.
All right. You've talked me into it. Here's the fiver.
Thanks, kid.
I just know I'll die poor. Cora! Cora!
Where is that?
15 minutes. Well, Myrtle, I guess I'm all made up. I'll read the letter now.
You certainly made up awful fast. I still got to curl this darn hair.
Let's see. Oh. Uh-huh. Say, look, Myrtle. Mother says they'll come to New York next week. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, well.
And they're going to stay a few days. Oh, gosh, Myrtle, where are they sleep? We've only got one bed.
Well, if we can't get him into a hotel, maybe we can get a nice room for him at Mrs. Morris's rooming house.
Oh, that'd be just the thing.
Sure.
Afternoon, gals. All hands are up.
Well, hello, Clarence. Clarence has been looking for you. He's got blood in his eyes.
Well, that's more than he's got in his veins. Leave him look. Leave him look. You gals need a hooking yet?
You look like you need a doctor.
These new feet, gals. Just the new feet I need. I done wore these ones out in the store. Zippers, elastic, stuffable items. That plant thinks I'm a magician. That's what he thinks.
Well, I hope you're all satisfied.
Oh, we know it for you, Clarence.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Where is she? Oh, there you are, Cora.
Yes, ma'am. Here I is. You seeing me, ain't you? Look good, man.
Now, don't get upstage with me, Anastasia. I'm in no mood for trifling. As soon as you're through with the girls, come back to the sewing room. I have work for you to do. Work that you've neglected all day.
More work. I never get time to live my own life.
Well, if you want to live your own life, you'd better hurry. And I mean hurry.
Say, Myrtle, I'll put my costume on in a few minutes. I guess I'll go up on stage.
What for, Margie?
Well, nothing. I just told Sonny that, well, he's still trying to write the words to his new song, and he wants me to help him.
He'll supply the music, all right. Well, get back down here before overture.
Oh, okay.
I've been waiting for you, Margie.
Well, here I am, Sonny.
All right. Let's go down to my dressing room where there's a good light.
Okay.
You know, Mr. Hasty likes the melody. And I'm going to dedicate the song to you.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Sonny. Have you decided on a title?
No, not yet. Let's see. What should we call it?
A Night in June?
You know, it seems like I've heard that before.
Well, let me think. How about Dreaming of You?
Are you, Margie? Really?
Oh, no, Sonny. That's just a suggestion for the title of the song.
Well, let's write the words first. Maybe they'll suggest a title. All right. You start the first line. Write the chorus first because, well, the verse never amounts to much anyway. They only write one so the orchestra can modulate.
You write the first line.
I love you truly. How's that?
That's the name of an old song.
Oh.
Let's see, this is better. I walk along and think of you.
Great. Wondering if you're thinking too. That rhymes.
Oh, well, now let's see. Of the day to come, when you and I...
Make that a rhyme. Mm-hmm. I got it. We'll live and love and say... Oh, gosh, Margie, nothing but goodbye rhymes. That would be too terrible.
Well, it's just a song. Well, let's see, I'll think of the next line. The ecstasy of so much bliss.
I'm dreaming of your future kiss.
Oh, that's a good line, Sonny.
And I am, Margie.
You're what?
Dreaming of your future kiss.
Oh, Sonny, don't be silly. What's the next line?
Oh, it's your turn now.
Well, let's see. Kiss, this, bliss. Well, that's all that rhymes. Oh, you'll have to write that one, too.
Well, I can only think of the last line. Your future kiss. Will you, Margie?
What, Sonny?
Kiss me.
Why, Sonny, I came up here to help you with a song, not to be kissed.
Well, if you won't kiss me, Margie, will you marry me?
Oh, Sonny, you're just too funny for words. Well, wait until Myrtle hears about this.
Well, that's not funny at all. I'm crazy about you, Margie, and I'm asking you to marry
Margie.
Me.
Oh, there's Myrtle.
Margie. Oh, here you are. Say, what have you been doing?
Well, we've been writing the words to Sonny's new song.
Mert, I just asked Margie to marry me.
What? Mm-hmm. Sonny proposed to me.
Oh, what did you say, Margie?
Why,
well, She didn't have a chance to answer. You came in and interrupted just as she...
Well, here's the answer. No, in capital letters, N-O.
But, Myrtle, I wasn't going
to... Go on downstairs, Margie, and get into your letter costume.
Oh, but, Myrtle, will you listen? I'm serious.
Get lost, Sonny. Go on. Get lost.
Just had a proposal, and it's probably her first one. Sonny Darnell seems to be a very likable young fella. Margie is fond of him. She is also quite fond of Jack Arnold, but she is so very young that Mert is hoping she won't fall in love and be hurt as she has been. Don't miss the next chapter of the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. ¶¶